spiders make a web, you know, beautiful web, and real strong, thin stuff. But I don't think so because you can have a cobweb hanging from the lamp or in a corner or along on the wall, and I don't think they're the same thing. I think cobwebs just come from kind of dust and dirt in the air. But what they're formed of, I don't know. I have them, though, occasionally.
We all do. Would there be any different term for a spider web inside a house than outside in a field? Or would it be the same? Just a spider
web? It would be the same. It would be just a spider web, yes.
Trees have big, long things growing down in the ground. We call them big, long...
roots.
And the animal has a shell on his back? Or?
Turtle?
You have a name for a dry land turtle?
I don't know. You have. They're all turtles to me.
Mm-hmm. A kind of a tree that begins like this.
Sycamore?
Mm-hmm. And the kind of tree it would be nice to have around on Washington's birthday if it had fruit on it would be a...
cherry. Mm-hmm. They're all dying around here.
Are they really?
And then we have elm trees.
Kind of three leaves business. It grows on the ground in the woods. Make sure you get it while you really got it. In the case of...
ivy. Mm-hmm.
What do you call it, poison?
Poison ivy. There's poison ivy and then there's other ivy that isn't poison. Mm-hmm. But...
they have poison oak around here?
No. Not here. They have in the timbering places. Now the difference in the poison oak, as I remember, the poison oak has three leaves, and the oak that isn't poison has five.
Mm-hmm. I'll remember that.
Yes, it's a good thing to know.
The kind of bush that grows about 8 to 10 feet tall sometimes and along the roads or along the railroad, along the creek, has in the fall has a red cone, velvety cone. We call it sumac.
Sumac.
Right. Two kind of berries that you might put on ice cream.
Well, there's strawberries, and there's blackberries, and raspberries, cranberries.
Okay.
And there's huckleberries.
If you eat a berry and get very ill, you might say that berry must be
poisonous.
And if you want maple syrup, you get it from what kind of a tree?
Hard maple tree. Sugar maple.
You call it either one?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sugar maple, usually. I know the difference between that and hard maple. But.
Mm-hmm. The man who sells maple syrup probably has a maple one. Would you call it a grove or a sugar bush? Or?
Yeah, no, it would be a grove.
Maple Grove?
Mm-hmm. Maple Grove.
If somebody had asked you to go someplace, see your husband is not living, is he, ma'am?
No.
Well, when he was alive, and somebody asked you to go somewhere, and you said, well, I don't know, I'll have to ask.
Well, I'll have to ask Bob. Robert was his name.
Uh-huh.
But I'd say that or my husband if somebody didn't know him.
You wouldn't say my man?
No.
Or the mister?
No. No, I just say call him by name because practically everybody that asked us going places would know who I meant,
mm-hmm.
would know him.
And he would probably say, I'll have to ask my wife.
Yes.
Not the missus.
No, he'd say my wife. Mm-hmm. Or do he call me by the first name?
A woman whose husband is dead is called a...
widow.
And everybody has a mother and a...
father.
What do you call your father?
Paul.